Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Art Cry Radio. I am your host and fearless leader, John Williams. Every week, we bring you art and creativity in the purest form. We've had authors, dancers, business owners, musicians, painters. Man, no matter who we had on, it was always interesting. But this week is a special hot topic show, something near and dear to my heart, titled, It's Never Too Late to Graduate. Ooh, what a play on words. It's never too late to graduate. Let me break it down to you. Everybody knows some of the accolades I have. Absolutely. But I will tell you that one of the goals that I had in life was to get a college degree. You know, partly because we had to make sure, you know, we had an education. We had to make sure that we learned. And sometimes that degree helps you get to the next level. What a storied past in my journey on getting there. It's dedicated to individuals who earn their college degrees later on in life, like me. At age 36, Art Cry Media CEO and founder, myself, John R. Williams, I'm going to take time to share my unique journey from high school diploma to college degree. My hope is that this will motivate hopefuls who think they're too old or too busy or too broke to earn their college degree. Absolutely. Make sure you tune in every week, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio, or you can find us on social media. We got lots of handles and links, and you can like us and tweet us. Facebook, www.facebook.com/Art Cry Official. Same thing for Twitter, twitter.com/Art Cry Official. We're on Instagram now, and it's some new one I can't figure out. We got to talk to my people. I'm going to have my people call your people. So what I'm going to do right now is go into a musical selection from my fam. I mean, we got lots of good music, but, this particular introduction was created by Donald Wiz Grigsby. So I want y'all to give it up to him. Yes, sir. He created the official Art Cry anthem. So be right back in about 60 seconds. We're going to talk about how it's never too late to graduate. Kiss it. Thank you. You are far too kind. Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and this week's show is a hot topic, something near and dear to my heart, titled, It's Never Too Late to Graduate. Now, I've been on the air for probably 6 years now, but there are some people that don't know a lot about me. They don't know anything about where I'm from or what I've done. So I want to kind of paint a picture for you so you can understand a little bit about my journey. I'm going to give you the A side, which is pretty much the happy, pleasant side, and then the B side, which got a little more challenging. I really think that education for me really, truly started back when I was in grade school. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. I was the oldest of three brothers. I have two younger brothers that are about 3-4 years apart from me. And, you know, growing up in Chicago, for me, was like what you saw on Crooklyn. You know, you had your block parties. You knew everybody on your neighborhood. You knew, you know, where all the girls was at. Y'all went to the mall. You went to the show. You skated. You know, you had homecoming, all these different things. You know, you had park districts. You could go all these public places where you can go. And to be quite honest, you know, in my particular part of Chicago, the South Side, you know, education wasn't a big deal. You know, I didn't really know any men that were college graduates. My mom was one of the first people I had seen graduate in my family. And so, you know, it just wasn't a big deal. Everybody wanted to make money fast. You know, so usually you went to high school and then you came out and got a job. That's kind of what the MO was for most people. But, you know, for me, education started very early. When I was in, I would say, fifth or sixth grade, I started to get involved in the arts. I really love two things. I love math and the creative arts. I mean, everything from writing to painting, photography. And I just love numbers because they were finite. You know, you couldn't fudge a number. It either was right or it was wrong. Either it was black or it was white. Either it was a circle or it was a square. It wasn't no in between. So I say in sixth grade, what happened with me is I started to really take to the arts. And one of the first things that I can vividly remember pointing me in this direction and pointing me into like a future in academia was I won a literary contest writing a short story for the Young Authors Competition. It was in Chicago, or state of Illinois, rather. And what happened was every year you could submit a book that you wrote and illustrated from start to finish, and you could have it, you know, considered for the Young Authors Award. I won a blue ribbon, first place prize, the opportunity to go to Central Illinois, to the campus of Illinois State University, so that, you know, you could participate and kind of see other young authors and creatives. And it was something that really changed my life. Interesting story about that is the day that we were supposed to go to Normal, Illinois, there was a horrendous thunderstorm. And my uncle, KC, Kevin, who took the liberty of driving us, you know, he tried to get it as fast as we can, but by the time we got there, they were wrapping up. So it was kind of bittersweet that I didn't get an opportunity to celebrate, but the experience in itself was amazing. So then you go further. Now I'm in seventh grade. There was a special program called the IB, International Baccalaureate. The International Baccalaureate program was this really high-level, advanced AP-type learning theory that really exposed people to concepts and things that you would later on find out, you know, you weren't supposed to be exposed to until a few years after that. There was also an international component where they taught you a foreign language. So instead of learning Spanish, I learned French. Instead of learning, you know, algebra, we learned algebra trig. Instead of learning U.S. history, we learned global history. And it was there in the Magnificent Mile where I attended Chicago's William B. Ogden Academy on the Gold Coast. It was State Street in Walton. The school is still there, even though it looks very different than it did years ago. But I had an opportunity to be in a mixed, diverse classroom. I had Asian friends, black friends, white, Jewish. I mean, you name it. Hispanic. We had short friends, fat friends, you know, smart friends, athletic friends. It was really amazing being able to be in that environment. And I really took to numbers, and I continued to love the arts. But I also started to appreciate the human form and sports and how the body, you know, could do what it did. I won an award in eighth grade graduation, most athletic or something of that nature. I don't even know what a trophy is, but it really was something that I looked up. And, you know, I was on the basketball team. I really think that prepared me. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today's show is a special one, a hot topic. It's Never Too Late to Graduate. It's dedicated to, you know, all the people who are trying to earn their degrees later on in life. Me, as the CEO of Art Cry Media and the founder and host of this show, I had a unique journey from high school diploma to college degree, and we're talking about it today. Feel free if you want to chime in via the chat room or calling in 347-205-9896, 347-205-9896. Right now we're talking about grade school, and I left off at William B. Ogden Academy on Chicago's Gold Coast. after I attended grade school, I wanted to go to one of the better high schools. Little did I know that I would end up going to what I feel is the best high school in all of Chicagoland, the storied Kenwood Academy High School in Chicago's historic Hyde Park neighborhood. A fun fact about Hyde Park, believe it or not, President Barack Obama's home was located about 4 blocks away from where I went to high school. We didn't know that then, but we knew it was something special about that continued mix and diverse neighborhood, very eclectic. You were steps away from the lakefront. I would spend my lunch hours, you know, with friends or at the lakefront just thinking up ideas or, you know, music. I began to appreciate music very much. I joined the prestigious Kenwood Academy concert choir, and I was in the chamber ensemble where we won numerous awards under the direction of Moore Lennon. We traveled the country, showing off our vocal abilities. And in high school, I took great courses, and it was just, it was amazing. You know, I wasn't one of those 4.0, you know, stay in a book all day type of, no. In fact, I was a class clown. I didn't get voted. I was runner up, but a lot of people say they want to recount because I was definitely somebody that everybody knew for one reason or another. I had the type of reverent respect that, you know, I could talk to thugs, I could talk to the brainiacs, I could talk to musicians, I could talk to nerds, quiet people. I just got along with everybody, man. I really did because it was fun for me, and everybody, I felt like you all had, you know, something in common. Also, I got my first job when I started high school. I was 13 or 14. I worked at a place called Peach Produce. That was an education in itself. It was a produce market in Chicago on the South Side, where my job was to grab carts and bag groceries and mop floors. And, I mean, hey, I made about $100 a week, and, you know, I used that money to get gear and help mom with groceries and bills. You know, I had that young discount. But, I mean, it was a very easy kind of upbringing. I was around math and business theory, the arts, music, visual arts. You know, I was around great people who were like-minded. There were lots of people who went to my high school then who, you know, are doctors now. They're making an impact on the world. And, you know, I enjoyed myself. You know, I had a high school sweetheart. And, you know, it was just one of those amazing kind of experiences, and I wouldn't take it away. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams. And today we're talking about the hot topic. It's never too late to graduate. I'm giving you guys my story because, believe it or not, today is my actual graduation day. 5/15/2015. I will be walking across the stage, and I'm going to tell you guys more when we come right back with Art Cry Radio.
At Art Cry Radio, we feature art and creativity in all forms. Everyone is welcome, but it takes money to keep great programming like this on the air. If you're inclined, if you enjoyed any part of what you listened to today, please go to PayPal and make a donation. Whatever you're comfortable with, a penny, a dollar, a thousand, whatever. We appreciate it, and it will certainly help. Make your donation on PayPal to theartcry@gmail.com. Once again, make your donation to theartcry@gmail.com. We'll thank you for it.
Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today, we're talking about the hot topic. It's never too late to graduate. Chicago's own, Art Cry Radio's own, John Williams, me. I'm graduating today. It took me a long time. At 36 years old, I'm about to walk across that stage and get my bachelor's degree. I am so happy. It's been an amazing, amazing day. We've just been talking, you know, from a very high level, how I got to where I am. I did not take the traditional road. Where we left off, I was in high school, I was class clown, and, you know, it was amazing. That was really the A side. So let's get to the B side. B stands for maybe the bad or really unfortunate, because I was on such an amazing pathway that you knew there had to be some type of adversity. So We in senior year. I had a couple of classes that I didn't do so well in. Everybody remember Mr. Hoffman's physics class from Chicago. Everybody remember, you know, some of those math courses. But I did graduate, and while I did not have like a 4.0, I mean, I did pretty good. You know, if you ask me, you know, I beat the odds. I grew up without having two parents in the home. We didn't have a lot of money. You know, I was supposed to be a statistic. Like my younger brother, Sean, says, Sean Williams, Dean of Students at New Bloom High School in Chicago. Like he says, none of this was supposed to happen. None of it. We supposed to be dead in jail, shot up, dead beat, but we beat the odds. And so I figured that, you know, with everything that I had overcome, that I could probably take it easy going forward. College, I applied to several universities. I got accepted to Berkeley. I got accepted to NYU. I also was accepted to the historically black college, Hampton University. And as much as I would have loved to go to those places, what nobody told me was that it was going to be expensive. It was going to cost money, money that we didn't have, money that my family didn't have. We couldn't, even if we had it, you know, we didn't know. And they were not in a hurry to give me student loans. I don't know how some people come back with $150,000. My credit wasn't that good. I ain't had no credit. So I ended up doing what most people did. They go to state university. I chose Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. It was really on the tip of Illinois, very, very far south. Loved it there. Loved it. I had my own dorm room. I had an awesome roommate, Markel Osler. We still connect to this day. First semester, I really snapped. I had 19 credit hours. I took a ton of classes. I had a 3.8 GPA. And I felt at that time that I wasn't being challenged. I never ran from a challenge. I felt like I wasn't being challenged. I felt like it was a cakewalk, and I really wanted to earn something for the money I was spending. I wanted to get a true education. I wanted my degree to mean something. So what I did do, which to this day I go back and say, man, why did I do that? I transferred after my first semester at Southern Illinois, and I transferred further upstate, closer to Chicago, to Illinois State University. They're located in Normal, Illinois, Normal Bloomington, if you will. Nothing against them, but oh my God, my experience there, that really was not the very best. I'll put it like that, not the very best. It was there that I had hit adversity. I mean, they had a different system. They had a different setup. I couldn't just have somebody register me for class. I had to go and do it myself on an old computer, one of those Apple joints. I didn't get all the classes that I needed. I had to take classes that I wasn't even interested in, physics 3. I had to take, like, you know, chemistry too, and all the courses that you needed, that, you know, like humanities and English, they were all still up. It was a state university. And I ended up doing very bad. You know, I had two semesters where my GPA was like 1.9. I would get an A in the things that I was passionate about and then fail the things that I didn't. Nobody told me that I should have dropped the class. Nobody told me about that. I didn't have anybody to kind of school me. So, you know, after two semesters doing poorly, I got put on academic probation, and rather than have them kick me completely out, I said, you know what, I need to regroup. So here I was, 19 years old, I was a sophomore technically, and I was, for lack of a better word, I was dropping out of class. I was dropping out of college. And the plan was to go to community college. Much as I hated the idea of community college because I thought it was beneath me, many people do, I decided to enroll in one of the city colleges of Chicago, Olive Harvey. And when I went there, man, I promise I felt like I was in general population. It was a vast difference between university living and living in like regular living. It was a big difference. I had to go back and live with my mom at home. I mean, how humbling is that? We weren't agreeing. We weren't seeing eye to eye. It was her house, her rule. I wanted to run the street. He wasn't having it. I ended up deciding to live with my grandmother for a moment. And it was a point where I had been humble. I did really well my first semester at community college, but I had plans to maybe go, you know, to a historically black college. You know, I wanted to get that experience. And so in preparing myself for that next move, I actually fell in love, met my wife. We were just kids, 19, but for whatever reason, she stuck out, and we courted, and it was a whirlwind romance. And before I know it, 22 years old and 6 months, I'm married. And we got put on hold. The plan was at that point for both of us to, you know, go to, historically, we're going to go to Hampton. We visited Virginia and loved it. We said that we would both, you know, go to college that way. And, you know, we got to Virginia. I had a part-time job. I was planning on getting some loans. I got it. It just didn't work out. You know, there were some challenges with my wife. And many people who know me would say that I would tell people, my wife, in terms of book smart, she's way smarter than me. And they didn't accept her. And I was just shocked because they accepted me with a lower GPA. And so I said all that to say, we moved to Virginia. We were married. We were not in school. And we were looking like, what are we going to do with our lives? Then to top it all off, I found out that my wife was expecting, we were expecting our first child at 21. It seemed like my college dream was over. I had to get a job. Both of us couldn't go to school. I made a sacrifice and said that she needed to go and that I could get a job and put us, help us get by. And I did that. I did that. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Our Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and today we are talking about the hot topic. It's never too late to graduate. It's never too late. I'm giving you my own personal story about how I go from high school diploma to college degree. Today is my graduation day, everybody. 5/15/2015. I'll be graduating in about 4 hours and walking across that stage. Let's get to the rest of the story. So, I held a job, and it was okay. Unfortunately, it was for WorldCom, a company that went defunct, and we just weren't feeling Virginia as a life. We went there for a college. We didn't go there to start a life. So we moved back to Chicago. My wife got enrolled into Columbia College downtown. She was on her path, taking courses. I started working for the largest telecommunications company in America. Got a great job, worked in a call center, and I was able to make lots of money, more money, and I had more favor than I probably deserved. I took a class here and there at the University of Phoenix. I applied to DeVry, but it was very difficult trying to be a father, a husband, and a student all at the same time. So what I did decide is that I would wait until I was later on in life, until I could really buckle down. I would support my wife and what she wanted to do and graduate, and then I would go back. People, when you do that, the time adds up. It just flies by. I was 25, then I was 26, then I got a promotion at my job. I started getting interested in writing, so I penned 4 books, published. I don't have a college degree, but I was published 4 times, and I started writing treatments for film. I wrote a screenplay. I shot a movie. Next thing you know, I'm 30 years old. Then I look up and I say, wow, we having another kid, 2 babies. Well, at this point, I had to make a promise to myself. The worst kind of promise you can break is the one you make to yourself. What I decided to do was to start small. Even though I didn't like the idea of community college, it was the way. It was the vehicle, my answer, the way to get out. So there was this really amazing collegiate, this trinity of colleges called the Collin County Community College, and they're located in a suburb of Dallas, renowned for their ability to get the best instructors and adjunct professors. And I enrolled there. I only had maybe another 20 credits or another 10 class, 5 or 6, 7, 8 classes ago. Decided to buckle down and do it, and within a year, I was able to get an associate's degree. That was a small step. So once I had the associate's degree, I decided to apply to a university, some place that had an online program, maybe a hybrid program where some of the classes I could do online fitted into my schedule and some of the classes I could do, you know, by going to the campus. I found Dallas Baptist University. It was one of the biggest blessings of my life. My wife had went there and graduated with her master's degree in communications, and I watched her, come home and talk very highly about it. I visited the campus and felt this overwhelming peace, because it was a Christian-based, you know, faith-based type of learning system. We prayed at the beginning of class. But at the same time, the curriculum wasn't easy. It was challenging. They challenged you in your thinking. So after 3 years of taking a class here, night courses here, a semester here, I can tell you right now that I'm about to graduate with my bachelor's in business administration. I am extremely, extremely happy. My kids were watching, my family, my listeners were waiting to see. I'm going to end my career with a 3.0 GPA, and I'm going to have a bachelor's degree. I don't intend to stop either. I plan on obtaining my master's degree in business or in leadership because I truly believe that I've received an education. I know that my story is not going to be typical, and I know there are far more many people that stop and they quit than those that complete it. But right now, after having this radio show on the air for 5 years and having more than 100,000 listens with 17,000 fans each week and over 1,400 episodes, I can tell you right now that education is not so much about getting that piece of paper. While that is amazing, true education is about just that, receiving an education. Sometimes what you learn is not in a book. It's through the experience. It's through life. So I'm encouraging you guys, don't stop. Start again. All you need to do is get your foot in the door and begin that thing, and you'll work it out. I promise you. I would love to hear your congratulatory and well wishes. I would love for you to reach out. Please do email me at theartcry@gmail.com. Once again, theartcry, H-E-A-R-T-C-R-Y, @gmail.com. And I promise every time you send me something, I'll send something back. Stay tuned. In the coming weeks, we got lots of great episodes. I'm getting ready to have a 17-year-old tech prodigy that created their own game, and it's in the Apple App Store and Android, and she's only 17. She didn't even live in the country. I'm getting ready to have a few restaurant owners that's going to show me how to do Asian cooking. And then this year, I'm actually going to infuse a few more videos. You know, I shot some stuff on location over this first half of the year that I think you're really going to enjoy it. I'm going to throw that on there, too. I love you guys, man, and we appreciate all that you've done. Remember, it's never too late to graduate. All right, then. I got to holler, man. I got to get ready to get my cap and gown and put that on. I'll talk to y'all later, man. You know, summa cum laude and all that good stuff. I'm graduating now.